This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Tom, you're looking concerned.
Yeah, you're annoying me already this morning. We've only just started. Yeah, take it down a notch, sweetheart. Take it down a notch.
I'm going to add more to it. Are you ready? Because I've got a fun fact I prepared for you this morning, and this is going to be an ongoing trend all morning long, Tom. Did you know it's a common thing in Germany to have the washing machine in the bathroom?
What's the problem with that? I mean, you take your clothes off in the bathroom. That's where you'd get washed.
I've lived
in a house in Newtown that we had our washing machine in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. You take your clothes off, you get in the shower, you put them in the washing machine, you're in and out, you're doing two jobs at once. You millennials need to learn how to multitask.
Probably, yeah. I'd say so.
I suppose he wouldn't know. He just thinks his washing machine's called Mama DJD. I leave it there on the ground, the washing machine comes through, it folds it up, puts it in.
You know what's sad? And this is a true story. I just recently learned how to use a dishwasher. I'd never, ever put one on in my entire life until this week. I kid you not.
That's really bad. Your mother needs a good talking to over that.
Oh, she was shocked. She's like, you've never actually done this. And I'm like, what is this?
You should know, that's terrible.
I was trying to unwrap the pod to put it into the dishwasher.
I can't laugh. I've done that before. And then Wayne yelled at me and I thought, I wonder why these things are so hard to get out of that little bit of plastic. I found out you don't need to do that.
You don't. No, isn't it wild? How can technology...
Mikey, did you hear, Trump will call it fake news? But, I mean, sure, it's entirely maybe a coincidence that the Queen has selected a certain piece of headgear packed with hidden meaning when Trump had a visit.
Yeah, he just visited recently. It was this week, right?
Is it
yesterday?
Yeah, he's over in England visiting the Queen.
God, I'm up with the pop culture, aren't
I? You know. Look, some people are going to call it fake news media, but I think it's more fun to actually point at it and have a look. Yep. So have you heard about this? No?
Not really, no.
So this is the second time the Queen has shaded the, what's his name? Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's old too. Right? Like, that's good that she's still kicking
on. She's 93.
93. Wow. She really doesn't want to give up the throne.
I think there's about three or four pieces I've heard that are probably 93. The rest of it's probably all under 20. You know, she just, you know what it's like. They're monarchs.
You disgust me, Tom.
Because last year, Queen Elizabeth met Donald Trump for his first official visit, and she threw some major shade at the current US president by sport. Like, she wore a lovely brooch that was gifted to her by the former president, Barack Obama.
Yeah. The OB, huh?
So what do you think? That spice, that sass? No, but it looks like the Sadie Biatch is at it again. Let me tell you, the 93-year-old Queenie was forced to endure another visit from Trump and his family, so it's little wonder that she turned to her accessories to express her dismay over the man.
What's she done this time? The cheeky little devil, the minx.
Eagle-eyed royal watchers have noticed that she was sporting a tiara packed with rubies, and everybody knows the magical power of rubies.
No, they don't. What does that mean?
You don't know what rubies do?
What am I, a gypsy? What's the magical power of a ruby?
Well, you're close. You're Italian and live in a wagon. I mean,
I'll take it.
The tiara was adorned by approximately 96 rubies and was wedding gift from the people of Burma. Well, whether it was a wedding gift or she stole it from the people of Burma, but that's another story. We're not going down there. Its rubies are worn to ward off evil. So we've all got, you don't know about all those.
And Trump's El Diablo, according to many.
Well, he is the evil. So she deliberately wore the biggest crown she could ever see. This thing had like 96 rubies, but also like 900 diamonds in it as well, surrounded by these monstrous big rubies. It was pretty.
Jeez Louise.
Love it. 92, no. And she's still throwing shade. I reckon she does it all the time.
Just don't invite him over for a play date.
I don't think you have a choice. I think when the president of another country comes to your country, you need to open up the welcome mat.
Do you have to? Do you have to? I'd wonder if it's in a scripture of sorts, if it's a fancy little statement.
I think it's called... having ties. You've got to keep your allies close.
If I was the Queen, Thomas, I'd decree that I wouldn't have Trump in my home. I don't know. What is the royal family? Are they even political? Do they make any decisions?
They're not allowed to.
Then why do they dine with Trump?
It's called a constitutional monarch. I mean, sometimes, do you open a newspaper?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Come on.
So it's very important because this is part of our government, so we should know how they run. This is how, I mean, she's our boss at the end of the day.
Aren't we trying to get rid of them, though? Isn't that a whole
shtick? We tried years ago. I can't remember. I was quite young in my 20s. We had a vote for, what do you call it, a republic? I voted yes for a republic in that date. But do you know what? Today, if I went to vote, I'd vote no.
Really?
Well, do we think we need our government having more power? We're raiding the ABC because if somebody dobbed them in for something that we should know as a country. We don't need our governments to have any more power. I'm happy to have that 93-year-old woman sitting there on her throne.
Tom, I love free things, and it doesn't happen often in this world that you can get free things. The world's going colder, and people are more frugal with their things, correct?
Nothing is better in life than when you get an unexpected surprise,
yeah.
Don't you think? And especially if that surprise is delicious and free. Yay! Yeah. So tomorrow is World Donut Day, and Krispy Kreme will hand out the fluffy glazed donuts free of charge to celebrate the happiest day of the year, World Donut Day.
Now, just quickly, this isn't a paid sponsorship by Krispy Kreme. We're genuinely excited about this.
I live for donuts. Yesterday, I think Wayne went swimming and he said, I've left your breakfast there. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, I'm not eating that fruit. And yuck. So I had a donut.
How are you for breakfast. So slender?
I felt like a donut for breakfast. It was yummy too. Yeah.
You're like a child on the inside, aren't you?
I know. So do you know how it, so this is the thing. Krispy Kreme, a spokesman, has said they're going to have to make 100,000 donuts around the day to give them out. That's how many.
100,000. To the nation.
So their staff will be pumping out 2,000 donuts an hour, and that's like 33 a minute. I mean, how many rings can you get in 33, you know, 33 donuts? That's a lot of dough, let me tell you.
That is a lot of dough. You know, let me give you a little something, a bit of free advice for you, Tom.
Oh,
this isn't even Mikey's wisdom. Listen,
if it's free, I want donuts. I don't want advice. I don't need... No advice is free.
If you go to a Krispy Kreme, the main ones that make the donuts, so Bulleen or Narre Warren, there's a certain time when the light's on, they give out free sample donuts and you can just ask for it. And they give out hot off the press free donuts.
But when you mean sample, you mean they're going to give me like a corner off
it? No, like a full donut.
I suppose donuts don't have corners, do they? Because they're round. I thought, what corner would I have? Yeah.
Well, no, you can get a free one anyways. Like, great that they're doing World Donut Day, but if you want to hack the system like old mate Mikey D over here, you can just go in, wait for that light to turn on and say, hey, a donut boy or girl, whoever's behind the counter, please donut me, and they'll give you a donut.
Well, that's nice. Look, that makes me so happy thinking that for one day the whole world is going to stop and embrace this wholly delicious treat. But I have bad news for you.
Oh, gosh, here it is.
The giveaway isn't available at BP or 7-Eleven.
How is that bad news? I don't want to eat my donuts from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but I noticed 7-Eleven sells Krispy Kremes now. That's where you get them from.
But I reckon they do them overpriced. Like, I haven't actually compared the pair, so this could be a complete conspiracy theory.
15 years ago when I was living in the bush, me and my children drove to Sydney and they wanted this Krispy Kreme donut. Because we'd heard about it. And I said, okay. And I stood out the front of the shop and I sent my oldest daughter in with like a $5 and said, can I get 4 donuts? 3 kids, 1 for me. Comes out because I need more money. I'm like, what? So I've gone in there and I embarrassed my children by basically yelling in the middle of Krispy Kremes, going, how the hell can you charge $3 for a donut? In my mind, they were like 25 cents. Remember, you used to go to the little cinnamon ones? And Jade's going, oh, my God. And I go, but I was a single parent. $20 on 4 donuts nearly killed me. Like,
you embarrassing your kids. I couldn't even imagine it, Tom.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.